We have talked about analytics a lot. Now let's quickly discuss few of the case studies where business analytics actually helped businesses. So we will be discussing 6 case studies wherein business analytics helped in improvising the results and actually improve the performances of the business. The case studies covered areas including how retail uses big data to predict the trend and consumer behavior, how government are using big data to foil terrorist plot, even how tiny family butcher or zoo uses big data to improve the performance, as well as use of big data in cities, telecoms, sports, gambling, fashion, manufacturing, motor racing, video gaming, etc. The first case study we are going to talk about is of Walmart. And as you all know that Walmart is a big retailer, in fact one of the biggest brick and mortar retailers of the world. Walmart are the largest retailer in the world and the world's largest company by revenue, with over 2 million employees and 20,000 stores in 28 countries. With operations on this scale, it is no surprise that they have seen the value in data analytics. In 2004, when Hurricane Sandy hit the US, they found unexpected insights could come to light when data was studied as whole rather than isolated individual sets. Attempting to forecast demand for emergency supplies in face of approaching Hurricane Sandy, CIO Linda Dillman turned up some surprising statistics. As well as flashlights and emergency equipment, expected bad weather had led to an upsurge in scale of strawberry pop tarts in several other locations. Extra supplies of these were dispatched to store in Hurricane Francis path in 2012 and sold extremely well. Walmart have grown their big data and analytics department considerably since then, continuously staying on cutting edge. In 2005, the company announced they were in the process of creating the world's largest private data cloud to enable the processing of 2.5 petabytes of information every hour. As you all know, Walmart has a huge huge presence in the world of retail, and with the amount of people shopping with Walmart, there are huge amount of data which is getting generated, and with more data there is always more opportunity to generate insights out of them. What problem is big data helping to solve them? Supermarkets sell millions of products to millions of people every day. It's fiercely competitive industry, which a large proportion of people living in the developed world count on providing them with day-to-day essentials. Supermarkets compete not just on price, but also on customer service as well as vitally convenience. Having the right product in the right place at right time so the right people can buy them presents huge logistic problems. Products have to be efficiently priced to the cent to stay competitive. And if customers find they can't get everything they need under one roof, they will look elsewhere for somewhere to shop that is better fit for their busy schedule. In 2011, with growing awareness of how data could be used to understand their customers' need and provide them with products they wanted to buy, Walmart established Walmart Lab and their first big data team to research and deploy new data-led initiative across the business. The culmination of this strategy was referred to as the Data Cafe, a state-of-art analytics hub at the Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters. At the cafe, the analytics team can monitor 200 streams of internal and external data in real time, including 40 petabytes database of all sales transactions in the previous week. Timely analysis of real-time data is seen as the key business driving performance, as Walmart senior statistical analyst Naveen Padamel tell me, if you can get the insights until you have analyzed your sales for a week or a month, then you have lost the sales within that time. Our goal is always to get information on our business partners as fast as we can so they can take action and cut down the turnaround time. It is proactive and reactive analytics. Teams from any apart from business are invited to visit the cafe with their data problems and work with the analyst to devise a solution. There is also a system which monitors performance indicators across the company and triggers the automated alerts when they hit certain level, inviting the teams responsible for them to talk to the data team about possible solutions. Pedamil gives an example of grocery team struggling to understand why sale of a particular produce were unexpectedly declining. Once the data was in hands of cafe analysts, it was established very quickly that the decline was directly attributable to the pricing error. The error was immediately rectified and sales were recovered within days. Sales across different stores in different geographical areas can also be monitored in real time. One Halloween, Pedamil recalls that sales figures of novelty cookies were being monitored when analysts saw that there were several locations where they were not selling at all. This enabled them to trigger an alert to the merchandising team responsible for those stores, who quickly realized that the product had not even been put on shelves. Not exactly a complex algorithm, but it would not have been possible without real-time analytics. And that is the power of real-time analytics. If you get the insight, you can immediately take the action. Sales across different stores and different another initiative is Walmart Social Genome, project which monitors public social media conversation and attempts to predict what people will buy based on their conversation. They also will have ShopeeCat service, which predicts how people's shopping habits are influenced by their friends using social media data again, and have developed that their own search engine named Polaris to allow them to analyze search terms entered by customers on their website. So what were the results of all these analyses? Walmart says that data cafe team has led to reduction in the time it takes from problem being spotted in the numbers to a solution being proposed from an average of 2 to 3 weeks down to 20 minutes. That's a huge decline and that's a huge turnaround time. And when you have the insights at that speed, when you have the data at that speed, the decision making process is amplified. You can quickly turn around things of your own. Now, for solving such problems, what type of data was used? The data cafe uses a constantly refreshed data base consisting of 200 billion rows of transactional data, and that only represents the most recent few weeks of the business. On top of that, it pulls in data from 200 other sources, indicating meteorological data, economic data, telecom data, social media data, gas price data, and database of event taking place in the vicinity of Walmart's, because all these factors influences the business decisions. If economy is down, there will be lower shopping. If weather is not good, people will not move out of the home. So all these events actually impact the sales, and all of these factors were counted. Walmart's real-time transactional database consists of 40 petabytes of data, which is huge. Huge though this volume of transactional data is, it only includes from the most recent week's data, as this is where the value as far as the real-time analysis goes is to be found. Data from across the chain stores, online division and corporate units are stored centrally on Hadoop systems. You know, the data is huge. That is where big data help them in maintaining all the databases, in maintaining all the data structures and deriving insights based out of the data. The CTO of Walmart, Jeremy King, has described an approach as data democracy, as the aim is to make available to anyone in the business who can make use of it. At some point after the adoption of distributed framework in 2011, analysts became concerned that the volume was growing at the rate that could hamper their ability to analyze it. As a result, a policy of intelligently managing data collection was adopted, which involved setting up several systems designed to refine and categorize the data before it was stored. Other technologies in use include Spark and Cassandra, and language include R and SAS, because SAS was one of the major tools at that moment of time. They were used to develop analytical applications. With the analytics operations as ambitious as the one planned by Walmart, the rapid expansion required a large intake of new staff. And finding the right people with the right skill proved difficult. The problem is far from restricted to Walmart. A recent survey by researchers, Gartner, found that more than half of business feels their ability to carry out big data analytics is hampered by difficulty in hiring the appropriate talent. Now, any challenges that had to be overcome? One of the approaches Walmart took to solving this was to turn to crowdsourcing data science competition website known as Kaggle. If you are aware of Kaggle, Kaggle is an online data science platform which do competitions. So there are various forms of competitions and people can participate in those competitions, and they are either rewarded or they are for the learning purposes, or many people also uses the Kaggle platform for hiring purpose. Kaggle sets user of the website a challenge involving predicting how promotional and seasonal events such as stock clearance sale and holiday would influence sales of number of different products. Those who came up with models that most closely match the real life data gathered by Walmart were invited to apply for positions on the data science team. In fact, one of those who found himself working for Walmart after taking part in competition was Naveen itself, whose thoughts have been included in this case study. Once a new analyst starts at Walmart, they are put through their analytics rotation program. This seems they moved them through each different team with responsibility to analytical work to allow them to gain a broad overview of how analytics is used across business. Walmart senior recruiter for its information system operations, Mandar Thakur, told that Kaggle competition created a buzz about Walmart and our analytics organization. People always knew that Walmart generates and has a lot of data, but the best part was that this let people see how we are using it strategically. Supermarkets are big, they're fast, they're constantly changing. Business data are complex organizations consist of many individual subsystems. This makes them an ideal business in which to apply big data analytics. Success in business is driven by competition. Walmart have always taken a lead in data-driven initiatives such as loyalty and reward programs and wholeheartedly committing themselves to the latest advances in real-time responsive analytics. They have shown they plan to remain competitive in market. Brick and mortar retail may be seen as a low tech, almost stone age, in fact, compared to their flashy online rivals. But Walmart have shown that cutting edge big data is just as relevant to them as it is for Amazon, for Flipkart, for Alibaba, or any other online retailer. Despite the seemingly more convenient options on offer, it appears that customer, whether through habit of or preferences, are still willing to get in their cars and travel to shop to buy things in person. This means there is still huge market out there for the taking and business that makes the best use of analytics in order to drive efficiency and improve their customer experience are set to prosper. By this time, you would have realized how Walmart uses the huge amount of data that they have and how quickly they analyze the trends basis the recent time period data, and using that data, they take key decisions. Now, since they have rotation policy among the team, every analyst in data analytics teams is surrounded by various applications that are available in Walmart, and they are aware of the different teams. They are aware of the different functioning units. They are aware of the type of product they sell, and hence they understand the need for different type of teams. Let's discuss about another case study, which is about US Olympics women's cycling team, and we will understand how big data analytics is used to optimize athletes' performance for these teams. Let's first have a quick background. We are aware that at various points, sports and data analytics are becoming fast friends. This is a story of how US women's cycling team went from underdogs to silver medalists at the 2012 London Olympics, thanks to power of data analytics. The team was struggling when they turned to their friends, family, and community for help. A diverse group of volunteers were formed, made up individuals in the sports and digital health communities, led by Sky Christofferson. Christofferson was an Olympic cyclist and the world record holder for 200 meter velodrome sprint in the 35 plus category. He had achieved this using a training regime he designed himself, based on data analytics and originally inspired by the work of cardiologist Dr. Eric Topper. Christofferson formed his QA athlete or O athlete project after becoming disillusioned with doping in the sports. This was in the wake of Lance Armstrong's drug scandal dubbed the greatest fraud in American sports. The idea behind O athlete was to help athletes optimize their performance and the health sustainable way without the use of performance enhancing drug. And as a result, the philosophy data not drug was born. Now, how big data was used in the practice? Working with the women's cycling team, Christofferson put together a set of sophisticated data capture and monitoring techniques to record every aspect affecting the athlete's performance, including diet, sleep pattern, environment, and training intensity. These were monitored to spot patterns related to athletes' performance so that change could be made to their training programs. Now, what were the results based at? As Christofferson says, by measuring the various aspects such as sleep and diet and understanding how they are related, you can create a breakthrough in the performance because now you are aware of each and every aspect thoroughly. You understand how much each and every attribute contribute to the performance. If a sportsman is having enough sleep, if he is having proper diet, how it contributes to the performance of the athlete. Basis that, what were the results? In this case, the depth of analytics meant that Christofferson was able to drill right down to what he called individual optimal zones. With this information, tailored program could be tweaked for each athlete to get best out of every team member. For example, one insight which came up was that the cyclist Jenny Reed performed much better in the training if she had slept at a lower temperature the night before. So she was provided with a water cooled mattress to keep her body at an exact temperature throughout the night. This had the effect of giving her better deep sleep, which is when the body releases human growth hormone and testosterone naturally, says Christofferson. So in the case of Sarah Hammer, the data revealed a vitamin D deficiency, so they made changes to her diet and daily routine, including getting more sunshine. This resulted in a measurable difference in the performance. There is another benefit: helping athletes avoid injury. In Christofferson's opinion, the leading temptation for athletes to use the performance enhancing drug that have blighted cycling is the need to train hard while avoiding the gangers of injury and illness. Big data enables high performance sports team to quantify the many factors that influence the performance, such as training loads, recovery, and how the human body regenerates. This means team can finally measure all these elements and establish early warning signals that, for example, stop them from pushing athletes into a overtraining, which often result into injury or in illness. According to Christofferson, the key is finding balance during training. It is manipulating the training based on the data you have recorded so that you are never pushing into that danger zone, but also never backing off and underutilizing your talent as well. What data was used for this activity? Christofferson worked with internal and external and structured and unstructured data. For example, TOM series data like measurement of physical parameter of blood sugar, skin parameter, pulse was captured using sensors attached to the body. These also captured noise and sunlight exposure data. Environmental such as temperature, time of the data and weather was also considered. Using the publicly available information, video analysis was also carried out, and athletes' sleeping patterns were measured using direct EEG. Now, seeing the technical part of it, to implement the program, Christofferson partnered with San Francisco-based data analytics and visualization specialist Datamir. The data was stored in cloud in Hadoop environment, with Datamir analyzing the data. Datamir infographic widget visualized the results. Now, while analyzing the data, what were the challenges that they had to overcome? The challenges with data exploration is that it often lacks specific hypothesis. But as Olympic athletes, the team were able to draw up on their experience and constant self-experimentation to guide the data exploration. This experience combined with data meets spreadsheet approach helped the team to cope with vast amount of data involved, and data meets spreadsheet approach easily integrated the different type, sizes, sources of data and making it much easier to extract insights. Now the key learning and takeaways from this case study were: the case study highlighted the importance of finding partners that understand the unique challenges related to that field. In this case, DataMeet's CEO Stephen Grossfurt was former competitive swimmer at national level in Germany. With this background and prior knowledge, Grossfurt immediately saw the potential of the project. Christofferson was delighted with their input. They came back with some really exciting results. Some connection that we had not seen before, how diet, training and environment all influences each other. Everything is interconnected and you can really see that in the data. It also highlighted the importance of supporting patterns in the data. So it's not just about the amount of data you collect or how you analyze it. It's about looking for patterns across different data sets and combining that knowledge to improve performance. This applies to sports team and business alike. By this case study, you would have understood that analytics applies equally in every industry or in every domain. And even in sports industry, if various aspects and various attributes are analyzed properly and their relationships are identified, they can quickly give you results and give you a much, much insightful information about the performances and the factors which drive performance. Like the way diets were analyzed, temperatures were analyzed, and sleeping patterns were analyzed, these patterns nobody would have imagined that how they are going to impact the performance finally. But since they analyzed it, they realized that every component is equally important, and when analysis is being performed using the various attributes, there are more clearer picture that are bound to come with the analysis that you are going to do. Now let's talk about another case study, which is about US Immigration and Customs. How big data is used to keep passengers safe and prevent terrorism with respect to US immigration. Let's have a quick background on the case study. People move back and forward across US borders at a rate of nearly 100 million crossing a year. The Department of Homeland Security have unenviable task of screening each one of those crossing to make sure that they are not being made with ill intention and pose no threat to the national security of US. Federal agencies have spent many millions of dollars since 11 September 2001 in the hope that they can prevent terrorists entering the country and carrying out further attack on the domestic soil. While formerly airport security measures focused on detecting the transportation of dangerous items such as drugs or bombs, the emphasis has shifted towards identifying the bad people. Working together with the researchers at University of Arizona, the DHS have developed a system which they call the Automated Virtual Agent for Truth Assessment in Real Time, and the short form is AVATAR. Since 9/11, the US has increasingly aware that among the millions of people crossing its border every year are some who are traveling with the intention of doing harm. Security has been massively stepped up at airports and other points of entry, and generally this relies on one-to-one screening carried out by human agents face-to-face with travelers. This of course leaves the system open to human fallibility. Immigration and Customs Service officers are highly trained to notice inconsistencies and tell tell signs that a person may not be being honest about their reasons for entering the country and what they need intend to when they get there. However, of course, as with anything involving, human mistakes are bound to happen. Researchers have shown that there is no foolproof way of human to tell whether another human is lying simply by speaking to and watching them. Despite what many believes about giving away signs, compounding this problem, humans inevitably get tired, bored, distracted, meaning their level of vigilance can drop. Of course, none of this problem happens to computer. It will examine the final traveler of the day with the same vigilance and alertness as it did when it started work in the morning. Now, the Avatar system uses sensors that scans the person's face and body language, picking up the slightest variations of movements or cues which could suggest something suspicious is going on. In addition, a computerized agent with a virtual human face and voice asks several questions in spoken English. The subject of inspection answers and the response is monitored to detect fluctuation in tone of voice as well as the content of what exactly was said. The data is then compared against the ever-growing and constantly updating big database collected by Avatar and matched against suspicious profiles which experience has shown can indicate that someone has something to hide or is not being honest about their intention of traveling. Shouldn't it match a suspicious profile? The subject is highlighted for further inspection, this time carried out by human agent. The data is fed back to human agent via tablets and smartphones, which gives them probabilistic assessment of whether a particular subject is likely to be honest. Each aspect of their profile is coded red, amber or green, depending on how likely Avatar believes it is that they are being truthful. If too many reds or amber blush flash-ups, that subject will be investigated in more depth. As well as on the US-Mexico border, the Avatar system has been trialed on European borders including the Bucharest main airport. Now, what were the results of this activity? Field tests of Avatar system were carried out by National Center for Border Security and Immigration in Nogales, Arizona, which concluded that the machine was capable of carrying out the task it had been designed for. As a result, it has been cleared by security to be put into operation in several jurisdictions of US and Europe. The Avatar system relies on three sensors built into cabinet to make probabilistic judgments about whether a person is telling the truth. The first is an infrared camera that records the data on eye movement and pupil dilation at 250 frames per second. A video camera monitors body language for suspicious twitches or habitual movements of the body that fits profile which people tend to adopt when they are hiding something. Lastly, a microphone records voice data to listen the subtle change in the pitch and tone of the voice. Now, what are the technical details of this? The system combines audio and video data capture devices with a database of human cues that can give insights into whether the interviewee is acting in a suspicious manner. It is a kiosk-based system with everything needed for operation included in one unit, making it simple to set up and move to different points of immigration around the world where fast data networks may not be available. The infrared eye movement sensors collect images at 250 frames per second to catch tiny movements that would never be visible to another human.